Let's move on quickly because I'm joined by Leah Purcell, who's physiotherapist with Able Body Physiotherapy in Newbridge. Good morning again, Leah.
Good morning, Clem. How are you?
Ah, sure, late as usual, Leah. You know, one of the things in life I don't do well is doing things on time on this programme.
Better late than never.
I have the newsroom always chasing me. Clem, we've things to be doing. Martin be getting cranky out there. My producer, Hannah, is in Studio 2 saying, Clem, will you move on? And then I'm keeping guests. But look, it's the way the programme goes. And we want to make sure everyone gets plenty of time, as you will, as Leah. Oh, jeez, my back, Leah.
Oh, dear.
My sciatica, Leah. My osteoarthritis, Leah.
Well, funnily enough, that's what we're talking about this morning.
Can you help me, Leah?
Yeah, I just thought that it's such a common issue, and the prevalent rate. I mean, everyone at some stage in their back, in their life is going to have back pain. So I thought it might be a good topic to talk to you about today.
You did indeed. I knew it was coming up anyway. First of all, let's start with it anyway. And I do just get a bit of discomfort in the back. And I suspect I might have mild sciatica because one of the hips tends to send signals down to the ankles when I'm running, or more often when I'm in bed at night. Funnily, these things don't bother me when I'm running. Anyway, what to do about it? How to avoid it? Who gets back pain? Who gets back pain, Leah?
Everybody, basically, almost everyone in their life is going to experience back pain at some point. But thankfully, it only kind of becomes chronic for a small percentage of people, and it's only a big deal for a small percentage of people. Generally, it's more prevalent as we get older, and that's probably as a result of mileage on the clock or mileage in the joints. But there's no real statistic as to what type of person gets back pain. It can affect everybody.
And it does affect everybody, I think. But it's a lot of it is to do with our modern lifestyle, in that, is it not, that we're more sedentary. We spend most of our time seated now, whether it's at work, at our desks, or indeed whether it's at home where we slouch into the armchair watching the TV.
Yeah, that is a big, like our bodies, as humans, we're built to be out hunting and fishing and pulling and pushing and moving our bodies, even farming, that kind of thing, moving all our joints evenly during the days. That's probably the most beneficial. But the reality nowadays is that a lot of people are sitting, and that means that you're taking the same load through the same little joints in your spine, and that can cause a problem, particularly if you're not kind of counteracting that with some exercise or some other form of movement when you're not sitting. So if you're sitting commuting in the car, and then you're sitting during the day at an office job, and then you're commuting in the car coming home, and then you're sitting on the couch watching Netflix in the evening, that's a lot of sitting and not much, you know, the joints that take the load when you're sitting are working hard all day, and the other joints aren't really doing much. Plus, you would develop kind of muscle weakness as a result of that kind of lifestyle, so you don't have the same strength or support from the muscles around the spine.
Okay, we'll come to other issues in a moment, and we'll finish up with some recommendations from your own expertise as to how we might deal with it. What is sciatica?
So sciatica is pain down the leg, usually down the back of the leg. We have a big nerve called the sciatic nerve, and that starts off in the lower back. So the definition of sciatica is pain from the lower back that's referred down to the leg. So say in the physio clinic, I would often get people coming in who have back pain and sciatica. So they've, you know, pain down the back of the leg. Sometimes you can have that pain down the back of your leg, or even in your foot, or even in your big toe, and not actually have back pain. But the nerve is getting pinched somewhere along the way, and that's giving your sciatic symptoms. So it's one thing, it's kind of important to be able to differentiate between sciatica, and you mentioned there earlier, you suspect of a bit of sciatica because you get a bit of a pain in your hip. That may not be sciatica. That it might be, but it could be a muscle in your, you know, in your backside or in your at the back of your leg, or it could be coming from your hip joint. Or so a physio is probably the best placed person to suss out exactly what is causing that pain, and then give you the right way to deal with it. Yeah. Some people have back pain and a bit of hip pain as well. It's not all pain down the back of your leg is sciatica.
Yeah, before we go on, and given now that I can get a free assessment here, I'm always on the lookout for something, you know, in terms of that. You mentioned my backside, and actually, you're right there. I don't have that ache down the back of my leg. I don't have it all the time. My back, for a start, is to do with old age. Let's put it that way. I'm just suffering from an overload of rust. And
well, yeah, but that doesn't mean there's nothing you can do about it.
I know.
You know,
man.
I'll be able
to see you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And the kind of ache I have, and it's only funnily enough, I don't get it when I'm running at all. I only get it maybe if I'm lying in bed at night and I turn on to my side, and you can have sort of. An ache is the best way to describe it, that sometimes is down, does refer downwards to the ankle. Look, I'm not going to ask you to diagnose me on air, but go ahead.
But there is, that may well be lower back related, in that sometimes back pain when we're up and moving during the day, and we're moving around, the joints are warmed up and lubricated, and the discs are the little kind of rubbery shock absorbers between the bones, and they're usually the first thing with wear and tear. Everybody develops wear and tear in your disc. It's like having wrinkles or grey hair. Nobody likes it, but it just happens to all
of us. And we'll talk about the bulging disc in a moment. You talked about my backside there a minute ago. We have to be careful. What's the big muscle in the backside?
Your glutes muscle, your gluteal muscles. There's actually three muscles there.
That's the one. Tell me a little bit more about those.
Yeah, well, they're the biggest muscles in your back. The job they do is they sort of extend your hip backwards as you walk, so they're important, and they also really help you with sitting up or standing up out of a chair. And they can weaken if you're sitting a lot. They definitely do weaken because they're in a position that's not optimal for them. You can get pain in the glutes as a result of back pain, or as a result of you can pull a muscle in your glutes, which is more unusual. It's often back pain or another little joint down between your back and your pelvis called your sacroiliac joint, or you can develop problems in the tendon of your glutes muscles. So there's a few. I know I'm not giving you a straight answer there. There's two things that can go on there.
Yeah, I think that it might be to do with a slight tendon thing. And that. But anyway, let's talk about the generality of things. What's a bulging disc? I've often heard that term.
Yeah, so it's a really common term, and it's one that puts fear into people a lot of the time when they hear that they have a bulging disc. So I just said earlier that the discs are like little rubbery shock absorbers between the bones, and everything in the lower back is very closely connected, so that you've got the bones stacked up on top of the discs, and then you have little nerves coming out either side, and the nerves from the lower back all go down to your legs generally, and also your sort of your pelvis area and your pelvic organs and that. But a bulging disc is when the disc can sort of bulge outwards beyond its normal boundaries. So like if you think of a bulging tire, kind of something tire works well when it's fresh and new, but if the tire develops a kind of a bulge in it, and particularly if that happens to be in a place where it's pressing on a nerve, it can cause you problems.
And you talk about causing problems. Is the pain from that not excruciating?
It can be, but then you would have, like, you have people with a bulging disc, and MRI scans is the best way to see that. But you would have people with bulging discs who have no pain as well. It just depends on where the disc is bulging and if it's pressing on a nerve. But the big difference between a bulging tire and a bulging disc is that a disc is a living thing that's changing all the time. So often in the initial stages of a bulging disc, and the two main reasons for bulging discs are, number one, if you injure it, so like if you lift something too heavy, or if you twist and pull something and the disc just isn't able to cope with that load and it bulges out. And that's usually what happens in usually, say, younger people, when you hear like they've no back pain at all and all of a sudden they're in hospital getting back surgery. It's usually because they've injured the disc.
I'll come back to you in a moment about what a physiotherapist can do for this. But are you spinal injections and surgery and the removal of discs, there's a lot of conflicting information. Not on spinal injections. They can certainly work. I know of somebody who's had spinal injections, one spinal injection, and since the spinal injection was administered, has had total relief. Now, I know that these often don't work either. But surgery, there's a lot of conflicting views out there as regards if you remove a disc through surgery, for example, the spine is a bit of engineering, as you know a lot better than I. Is removing a disc not interfering with that very delicate mechanism already, even though it might be done for a good reason?
Yeah, so what, just to go back to the bulging disc is a living thing. So when it happens, it's very inflamed, and that's initially, and that can be severely painful. And often in that case, a steroid injection in around where the bulge is will help to settle the disc down, and or else time can do that. Time and looking after it properly. A bulging disc initially is like a pimple or a boil. It's red and hot and swollen, and sometimes time it will settle it down again because it's a living thing and it'll heal itself. Sometimes a steroid injection helps speed up that process. If it doesn't, you may be looking at surgery. The surgery doesn't remove the whole disc. It only removes the little, say, the pimple part of it, the part that's bulging out. Generally, surgery doesn't, a discectomy surgery doesn't remove the whole disc. The one type of surgery that does remove the whole disc is called a lumbar fusion. And you're into then putting a spacer in between the bones because the disc is not there anymore, and then sort of screws and rods in like scaffolding to hold the bones in place. That's a big deal. So, but that's sort of way down the road for people with back pain. That's not what you should be thinking about if you have a bit of a pain in your back. Generally, if you need to go to the urgent cases that need to go to the next level with back pain are people who, if they've lost the power or sensation in their legs, or if they have symptoms related to their bladder or their bowel, or if they've had a big traumatic injury or accident, they are probably the people that need to put themselves in front of a consultant first.
But two final questions. Sorry for coming across you there. One, what can you as a physiotherapist offer somebody who is experiencing back pain and whatever else?
Well, I do think the physio is probably the best place for people with back pain to start, because we can do an assessment to decide, firstly, is this, do we need to send you straight for a scan, which is rare, or straight for a consultant, which is also rare. So we can sort of put you at ease as to whether it's something serious and urgent. And then in terms of physiotherapy treatment, we can give you the advice on how to settle your back down, the exercises to give you. We can do things like taping or bracing or that kind of thing to just stabilize your back and calm it down. And then the exercises going forward and lifestyle advice, and then advice around your posture.
All right.
And that kind of thing.
How do we avoid back pain? What advice? I know you mentioned managed stress and some other items.
Yeah, so like there's a load of things that can make back pain worse or make you more likely to have back pain. Weight is kind of an obvious one, but it is relevant. So if you have a sore back and I wanted you to carry around, and I said to you, carry that backpack around for the day, it weighs a stone, that's probably going to exacerbate your pain. So looking at losing weight, if you need to lose a bit of weight, that usually can help with kind of chronic low back pain. The other thing, aside from weight, is your general condition. So your muscles, your strength in your muscles, your general fitness. If you can keep yourself in good condition, you're less likely. Stress is a huge thing. So avoiding stress, and obviously most of us can't avoid stress, but if you can manage your stress levels through other ways, relaxation, meditation, yoga, that kind of thing, and then looking at your lifestyle and your job and your posture. Another big one is smoking. So smoking and back pain, there's very strong links there. And also I would urge you, if you have any kind of other injury, like if you had a hip problem or a knee problem or you broke your leg or those kind of things, if you don't rehabilitate them properly, it can cause you to have a bit of a limp or a bit of a weakness on one side, and that can make you more prone to back pain as well.
All right. I mean, books have been written on it, encyclopedia have been written on it, back pain and sciatica. Well, there you have an outline of it from a professional in the field with the key advice, don't ignore it, treatment is there, go and see your physiotherapist, and then all the recommendations, whether you've seen consultants, etc., etc., will arise from that. Leah, it's always fascinating chatting to you about these things.
Thanks, Liam.
And thank you indeed again.
The Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045 435 480 and ablebodies.ie.